The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
Thanks for joining us for Day 3 of Love Now. Today's title is Behold the Father's Love. 1 John 3:1 says, in the Message translation, "What marvelous love the Father has extended to us. Just look at it. We're called the children of God. That's who we really are." Our text today is 1 John 3:1. "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him." John often relates to the Christian life with familial terms. In his Gospel of John, he records these words from Jesus to Nicodemus. Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again." John 3:3-6-7. Now, here in 1 John, he reintroduces the concept that Christians have been born again into a spiritual relationship with the Heavenly Father. In fact, up until the previous verse, 1 John 2:29, the word born hasn't been used once in this letter. From 1 John 2:29 forward, it occurs 8 times. It appears that 1 John 2:29 through 3:1 begins yet another focus from John on what it means to be part of God's family. 1 John 3:1 begins with a command. The ESV translates the imperative as "see," while the New KJV uses the word "behold." The word means to ponder, to study, or to take a closer look at. Concerning this word, Charles Spurgeon gave this meaning: "Pry into the secret." Scripture commands us to contemplate the kind of love that God the Father has given to us. The fact that we are called children of God is proof of the depth and nature of God's divine love. David Allen reveals the unique nuance of being called children of God. In his letters, John frequently refers to Christians as children of God. On the other hand, Paul characteristically refers to Christians as sons of God. Both are true, of course. What's the difference? Son is something of a legal term describing our relationship with God through Christ. Christians have been declared to be sons of God. They have been adopted into the family legally. John does not use the term sons. Rather, he uses the word children. This is a term that describes origin, birth, family relationship, family likeness, and family characteristics. We are the children of God. If children have been born into your family, you well remember the day they were born. All the family came to the hospital and gathered around the new baby. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters were all present, along with other family members. What was the topic of conversation? Of course, it was the baby and his or her family likeness. "Look, he has grandpa's eyes. She has a full head of black hair like grandma. Did you notice how he has Uncle Joe's ears?" That's something of the idea John is conveying here. As Christians, we are part of the family of God, and we should have something of the family likeness. Never forget that in order for us to be called children of God, our Heavenly Father had to send His Son to die so that we could be born again into His family. God's love is the only reason we have the opportunity to call God Father. As born-again believers, we should never fail to meditate on the great love that God lavished on us when He invited us into His family. Here's some questions to think about. Why do you think God ordered us through Scripture to study how much He loves us? How are you doing at obeying God's command to look at how much God loves you? What does it mean to you to be called a child of God? Thanks for joining us again. Have a blessed day.